This is TWiT.
So let's go ahead and start with Kirill. Why don't you tell us, give us the 30,000 foot view. What problem is it solving, and how did it get started?
So basically, we are working on containers for the last 15 years, since 1999, that I actually discovered just recently. And one of the features that we had in our containers implementation was an ability to live migrate those containers back and forth between different physical servers, and also the ability to checkpoint and restore the containers. So we do have our own internal implementation of checkpoint restore for containers as being groups of processes. And we had a hard time trying to merge this functionality into the upstream kernel. With the problem being with the in-kernel checkpointing is touches pretty much every subsystem in the kernel, except maybe for drivers. So no kernel maintainer wanted to see that extra code in their tree, in their code. So we ended up, completely failing to merge this stuff upstream. And then Pavel figured out if we can't do it in the kernel, if we can't merge it into the upstream kernel, let's just do it in user space instead. So that's sort of a bit of a hack around the inability to merge this stuff into the upstream. And then he got that idea initially. I was like, are you crazy or what? It's not going to work at all. And I was pretty skeptical about that. I can say that I was wrong at this time. But then the other guys like Andrew Morton and Linus Torvalds, the upstream kernel maintainers, saw that idea. They were pretty skeptical as well. But in the end, when I look at it now, we have succeeded. It's working.